All right, thank you. If you gentlemen would trade places with my two new friends, well, not so new friends. We've been knowing each other for quite a while. I've just met Mr. Thomas, but I'm glad to have you. I believe this is your first time here. Yes, well, welcome to the Pulse. And Mr. Wukila, you too. Now, you raised the candidate, Stephen, and we share a lot of great jokes. So we I can't think of anybody better to talk about what you know about him as a grassroots organizer, et cetera, and how, you know, how you actually get in the middle. You plant yourselves in the middle of a community for certain results. Talk about your son.
You know, that's hard to do because any parent is proud of their son. And, of course, his mother played as much a role or greater role than
I did. Oh, give her credit. Give her credit. I believe in that.
Yeah,
she's listening. You better give her credit.
But, you know, the most interesting thing about Stephen is when Barack Obama first decided he was going to run for office, Stephen paid a great deal of attention to the senator from Illinois.
Yes.
And he encouraged me early on to support Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that was this. It's time for a change. 13 years now, Frank's been mayor of our city. And there are some houses, and now in Terry Neely's houses, on Pine Street, on Dargan Street, that are burnout shells and have been burnout shells, some of them for almost 13 years. And they're still there. And those shells dilapidate the value of the folks' property next to them. Those shells also are hideouts and for the crack dealers in our community. Stephen's walked the neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Thomas here has been walking with him. Eddie has shown him through all the neighborhoods. You know, it's been a long time since Frank has walked through some of these neighborhoods. I don't know why that it's taken him 13 years to realize that some of these houses, the owners of these houses, have got to be instructed to tear the house down, or we'll tear it down, the city will tear it down, and we'll put a lien on their property and sell it to pay the cost.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one small thing about the value of what's going on in our community. Stephen's adamant that any administration he has is going to be open. It's going to have leadership that expresses itself and doesn't hide behind other folks, but comes out and expresses himself and demonstrates the change. I'll give you a couple examples.
Give me
just
a couple examples.
Okay. One example I'm talking about is the power plant.
The one proposed in Johnsonville?
Yes.
Talk about
the people,
that.
The people of Florence know what that power plant's going to do. You're talking about a one-mile-long railroad train full of coal brought into the city of Florence, down our area into the lower part of the county, every day for 40 years. That's the life expectancy of that plant.
Mm-hmm.
And that coal burned. And the mercury and the contaminants destroying the quality of life for our children.
And the water in the air.
What's the mayor's position on that? What was the mayor's position on the penny sales tax? That penny sales tax, remember the penny sales
tax? I do.
Well, you know, that raised $160 million.
You mean for the roads?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
If that penny sales tax had gone to our schools, and we spent $160 million on our schools in this county, we'd have the best schools in the southeast. And instead, what we're doing is we're going to build a road to the lower part of the county that makes it easier for somebody to go from Conway to Columbia so that they don't even have to slow down in Florence County. Now, that doesn't increase the quality of life on the folks that live on Dargan Street. The gangs problem we have in this community. Think about it. Was it a couple weekends ago when they had a 30-person riot involving gangs out at the Walmart on Irby Street? Remember that?
I remember that.
And there was a dispute between the city and the county on who was responsible to bring reform to that, to bring
as far as law enforcement.
The city, I think, claimed that they had the parking lot, and the county claimed that they had the building. And there was a dispute there. Now listen, folks, we've got to have more police. We've got to have our streets safe. These folks shouldn't have to worry about somebody shooting off their guns in their front yard. That happens in our community. It happens regularly. Now, Stephen knows that because he's walked the streets.
Mm-hmm.
They've told him about it. I guarantee you, you will have more police on the streets if Stephen becomes the mayor. I guarantee you the people will have an opportunity to express what they feel about that power plant if Stephen's the mayor. You've got your whole problem with the what I will say is a lack of leadership, a lack of going out into the people and expressing to the people what the problems are, listening to the people, and making solutions that are there on in the neighborhood. This business about bringing big industry into this area is all well and good, but doesn't increase the number of students that graduate from high schools. It doesn't decrease the number of people we're locking up. It doesn't decrease the amount of crime there is in the streets. They've got a diversion program, so they divert individuals who would otherwise be arrested to another program. Well, just because you've diverted it doesn't mean that person's house wasn't broken into. Just because you've diverted somebody doesn't mean that they weren't threatened. All you've done was prevented, gave them somebody a second chance. That's well and good. I encourage people to give people second chances. Okay. But in the first instance, our people have a right to expect to be safe in their homes. And that's just not happening. You don't have to take my word for it.
Okay.
You might want to ask Stephen, because he's actually going through the neighborhoods, but I'm sure Mr. Thomas can tell you what's going on.
Yeah, I was just about to ask Mr. Eddie Thomas to come to share. Y'all share that microphone. And Mr. Thomas, again, welcome to the show. Now, other than a tour guide, what is your role actually? What do you tell us? We're actually talking about the attributes and the capabilities of the candidates from allies' viewpoints. That is all we're doing here.
Okay. Well, when I first met Stephen several months ago, and I went to see him on some unrelated issues pertaining to recording contracts and this type of thing. And we started to talk about the city of Florence. And what he said, what was disturbing to him is he saw a city divided.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very annoying to him because of the fact that the downtown, there is not a downtown. I was born and raised here in Florence.
Okay.
And I can remember when we had a downtown. I have an opportunity to visit other cities throughout the PD area. And most places, even as close as Hartsville, there's a downtown. Florence does not have a downtown. One of the things about Florence and downtown, we are concerned, and Stephen was concerned, about the streets flooding. Whenever there's a heavy rain, we almost know that Oakland Avenue is going to be flooded. We almost know that Darlington and Irby Street, Darlington Street is going to be flooded. There are certain streets in our neighborhoods, in the black neighborhood, know is going to be flooded. Mm-hmm. Sumter Street, Royal Street, these streets are flooded. And just talking to people, and Stephen said to me that day, he said, you know, I'm independent and I can make a difference in Florence. And I believe if I do not take that opportunity, I'm going to be held responsible.
Okay.
And that's what triggered something in me to say, well, this is a guy that I want to be familiar with, I want to be involved with, because he said he's going to be held accountable. And he's not accountable just to certain people in Florence or a certain area of Florence. He's concerned about the entire city of Florence, the east side, north side, and the west side.
All right. Talk about whoever is most capable about his vision. If you and you raised him, and he's part of you. You see him every day. I think you guys practice in the same law office. And I know he's.
Let me tell you about Stephen.
Just swing that towards you just a little bit. Uh huh. Yeah.
Stephen went to one of the top 10 law schools in the country.
Okay.
George Washington University in Washington D.C.
Okay.
He could be practicing law in New York. He could be practicing law in Atlanta. He could be making a lot more money than he is practicing law with me, I guarantee you. But you know, I talked about Barack Obama.
Yes.
Barack Obama could be making a lot more money too. But Barack felt he had an obligation to give back. And Eddie can tell you about Stephen's commitment to giving back.
Talk about it.
Well, one of the things he wants to do, as I said earlier, he wants to see a united Florence.
Okay.
He wants Florence, and so to speak, there's a wall. It divides Florence. And it's evident there's a wall. He wants to tear that wall down. He wants to build a relationship between all citizens of Florence.
Mm-hmm.
Not just some, but all citizens of Florence.
Okay.
And he said if he's elected mayor, he's going to bring this city together. He's going to do things in Florence, and he's going to bring this city out that make some change that we have never seen before.
All right. That's what. Well, you'll get to see Stephen Wakila, and I believe Mayor Frank Willis will be at the live road show of this show. I'm taking this show out of the studio next Sunday. That's May 25th, PD. I'm looking for you in Timmonsville, South Carolina. We're going to be there all night. We won't be windowed into this 1 hour. We're going to stay there as long as the questions keep coming, and the face-to-face with the candidates and the electorates. We'll be there as long as we have to be there. Remember, PD, the Pulse is coming to your town next stop, Timmonsville, South Carolina. I'll be there at Bethlehem Baptist Church, 113 North Tanyard Street. It'll be sort of like an old-fashioned town hall meeting format. And you can talk to me, you can talk to the candidates. I've got some 60 candidates from the Elections Commission, and that's only in Florence County, and from the United States Senate, U.S. Congress, South Carolina Senate, South Carolina House, the clerk of court, the coroner, the sheriff, the treasurer, county council district 2, 4, county council district 5, county council district 9. Florence mayor and Florence city council candidates will be there. Of course, I'll be right there in the middle of it. I want to make sure that you are there too. We got plenty of room for you. Come and bring information to brag about your communities, ask questions, address concerns and issues of the day. That's next Sunday at 113 North Tanyard Street in Timmonsville. Call me to let me know that you're coming and what you want to talk about so I can go ahead and get you lined up. My number is 843-661-5000, extension 279. And to have your say, please arrive at Bethlehem Baptist Church by 5:30 to sign in. Reverend Alexander, you were trying to get my attention. It's something I missed.
Well, yeah, not something you missed, but I just wanted to kind of clear some things up, if you didn't mind doing that a moment.
Pray not. I've got to do these advisories. Yeah. If I got some time at the end of these advisories, I'll let you know. If that music start playing, we're through. Okay. Andy, let me just say that.